Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And on this autumn Sunday, October 24th, as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin with our first musical selection of the day, this, the Rosalinda Polka, just one of many by Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men, whom you can hear live and in person and dance to at the Associated Polish Home this afternoon from 2 to 6 p.m. Come on out and enjoy. And in the news from Poland, during a visit to Lithuania, President Andrzej Duda said that the specter of armed conflict was again haunting the region in the wake of Russian aggression in eastern Ukraine in 2014. Speaking at a security conference in the Lithuanian capital of Vilnius, Duda said such a prospect had reemerged in this part of Europe for the first time in decades. And so it is a relatively new situation, which calls for a novel approach to security in our region, the Polish president added during a two-day visit to the Baltic neighbor. Duda observed that sadly, Russia continues to regularly flex its muscles, such as during the recent war games, Zapad 2021, parts of which were held on training grounds in Belarus, near the Polish and Lithuanian frontiers. He told the Lithuanian National Security Conference that there were also mounting hybrid threats, such as illegal attacks on political and economic systems, as well as on democratic values designed to destabilize our societies, especially through hostile actions in cyberspace. The Polish president cited an ongoing migrant crisis on the Belarus border as an unprecedented hybrid action and a hostile attack by the regime of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, cynically exploiting people from the Middle East hoping for a better life in the European Union. Duda argued that conventional threats required a further strengthening of NATO, while hybrid threats were being addressed in the military alliance's new strategy and the EU's strategic compass document. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road just off I-95. Expert catering, full service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Do you know who I'd love to hear live? Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men. What's this? Sunday, October 24th, it's Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men at the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia. Wow! The Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia proudly presents the fourth annual Fall Polka Party featuring the award-winning music of Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men. There's a cash bar and food will be available. For tickets, call John 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. Visit their website at www.polishhome.com. October 24th, Dennis Polisky and the Maestro's Men, the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia.
And on the lighter side, we have a winner. Bruce Liu of Canada has won the 18th International Chopin Piano Competition in Warsaw, organizers announced in the early hours of Thursday. The jury of the prestigious contest descended from the steps of the National Philharmonic at 2 a.m. on Thursday to deliver the verdict. Artur Szklener, the director of the competition and chairman of Poland's National Chopin Institute, said the judges had an exceptionally lengthy discussion because it wasn't easy to choose the winner. When the name of the victor was announced, the Paris-born 24-year-old Liu struggled to contain his emotions. Being able to play Chopin in Warsaw is one of the best things you can imagine, of course, so I'm truly honored for this award and for the jury's trust and for all the warmth I have received in recent days, he was quoted as saying. Just hours before, he had performed as the last among the 12 finalists, playing Chopin's Concerto in E minor, Opus 11, with the orchestra before the packed National Philharmonic Hall in the Polish capital. Undaunted by the occasion, the Canadian produced an inspired performance, earning huge applause from the audience. Liu had already won several international competitions, including in Montreal and Tel Aviv, and now stands to receive 40,000 euro from Polish President Andrzej Duda for emerging victorious in the renowned Warsaw event. And that concludes the news from Poland. Coming up next, the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene, after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today. Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasa Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious Polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzywicki can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And today we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. October 19, 1984, Father Jerzy Popiełuszko, the Solidarity priest, murdered by communist internal security agents. Father Popiełuszko, a popular young parish priest in a suburb of Warsaw, spoke out against the abuses of communism and supported the then banned Solidarity Labor Union. Thousands flocked to hear his Sunday sermons. He was abducted by the Polish secret police on October 19, 1984. His savagely beaten body was found 11 days later in an icy reservoir. Father Popiełuszko's death serves as a testimony to the struggle for freedom, basic rights, and human dignity. And let's pause here for this Chopin song. The soprano, Aleksandra Kuzak, one of the Poles currently on the Metropolitan Opera stage in New York. This, The Sad River, Smutna Rzeka. Continuing in the Cultural Corner of Polonia today, October 20th, 1982, deceased, Korczak Żukowski, sculptor of the Crazy Horse Monument, out of the cliff face of the Thunderhead Mountains in South Dakota. Crazy Horse Memorial in the Black Hills of South Dakota memorializes one of the most famous Sioux Indian chiefs in our history, Crazy Horse. This tribute to the conqueror of General Custer will be 560 feet tall and 625 feet wide and will be the largest hand-carved sculpture in the world, larger than Mount Rushmore when it's completed. Begun in 1948 by Korchak Zhukovsky, after a Lakota Sioux Indian, Henry Standing Bear, had seen Zhukovsky's bust of Paderewski at the New World's Fair. This project is continuing, thanks to his 10 children, and with no federal funding. And we'll pause here for this lighthearted folk melody from the highlands, Roki Chanka and Vishwabim Zajada, I'm Gonna Get Me a Fella. Continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today, October 28, 1824, born Father Leopold Mochigemba, a priest and founder of the settlement at Panna Maria, Texas. The year was 1824, the place was Galveston, Texas, and the news of a strange sight drew vast crowds of gawkers to the dockside. There, a battered sailing vessel had arrived and began to discharge weary human cargo that seemed to some a circus, to others a crusade. Nothing quite like it had been seen in Texas before. There was a robed Franciscan monk carrying an enormous cross, and behind him walked some 800 men, women, and children who bore the entire contents of a Polish village on their backs. Carrying their plows, bedding, and cooking utensils, carved wooden chests and benches, and the cross from their church steeple from a Silesian hamlet. They braved the terrors of an ocean crossing and now headed inland to build the first Polish settlement in the U.S. Father Mochigemba, their leader, had been in Texas 3 years earlier and induced this entire village to transplant itself into what many of these immigrants believe was the biblical land of milk and honey. What they found just 2 miles north of where the San Antonio River joined the Cibolo was a prairie full of rattlesnakes. The founding of the town of Panna Maria marks the beginning of the Polish peasant immigration. Although it took several decades after the Civil War for a mass immigration movement to begin, at the same time, the first Polish settlements began to appear in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with the haunting tones of Antonina Krzysztoń and Perłowa Łódź.
Ja cię zawołam na cały głos. śpiewa serce. Ty mnie zawołasz na cały głos. Nie, nie opuszczaj mnie, już więcej.
Szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne, albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower, albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe. Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną elegancką belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, weseli, przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303.
Do you know who I'd love to hear live? Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men. What's this? Sunday, October 24th, it's Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men at the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia. Wow! The Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia proudly presents the fourth annual Fall Polka Party featuring the award-winning music of Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men. There's a cash bar and food will be available. For tickets, call John 215-906-1825. That's 215-906-1825. Visit their website at www.polishhome.com. October 24th, Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men, the Associated Polish Home of Philadelphia.
Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Polonia Today here at WWDB 860 AM and here in Philadelphia. Don't forget the Associated Polish Homes Beer Garden every Friday evening from 5 to 11 p.m. Relax in comfort. Polish snacks. DJ Narodowski provides some mood music, a fully stocked bar, and a great selection of Polish beers. Friday evenings through October. And don't forget, Wednesday night singles dances at the Associated Polish Home. We've been stuck at home for so long. Come on out and dance to your favorite melodies played by a live band from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Fred Hall will have you just itching to dance or just listen this coming Wednesday, October 27th. And ladies, come on out and sing Monday evenings with the Marcela Kochańska-Sembrich Female Chorus, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home. Choral director David Zagórski makes it fun. Interested in joining the chorus? Phone Dolores, 215-633-0560. And if you've always wanted to learn Polish, now's your chance at the Adam Mickiewicz Polish Language School, located conveniently where else at the Associated Polish Home. For more information, phone 215-627-1391 or email jetsko2@comcast.net. And as Mike Vito signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Dennis Poliski and the Maestro's Men, the best polka band in all the land, who are appearing today, right now, at the Associated Polish Home from 2 to 6 p.m. You have time to get there and enjoy. This, the anniversary of Berek. See you at Polish Home. Do usłyszenia.